Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dean is off today. He has taken the day off. So sitting in for Dean this morning is the managing editor over at Decider.com, Alexander Zalbin. This segment is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great, Wendy. Thanks for so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for coming on. We will talk about maybe some Christmas things we should be watching, but the whole world is talking about the Golden Bachelor, and was he lying? What did he? What's up with this? Because everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, full disclosure, the first episode ever I've watched of the Bachelor franchise was last night, the Golden Bachelor finale. So that all said, our expert at Decider, Nicole Gallucci, has been religiously covering the show. The whole world fell in love with him. He is a 72-year-old senior named Gary Turner. He has been on The Bachelor. It's been sweet. It's been adorable as he's been dating these senior ladies. It's been very affirming in terms of dating older people. But the story that they told on the show was that he hasn't dated anybody since his wife died, I believe, 45 years earlier. According to a report from THR, that's not exactly true. I know this is going to be a shocker for anybody. Reality TV, not totally real.
Yeah.
And in fact, what happened was that he dated multiple people, reportedly including living with a woman for about 2 years. The report goes very in-depth about his dating history, but I think the big takeaway here is, yes, he dated other people. There was a follow-up report, I believe, from People yesterday saying that he was actually open with the women on the show, just they didn't show it on camera because they didn't play into the whole narrative of widower getting one last chance at love. But that's kind of the background of the story. And then last night on the finale, without getting into spoilers, if anybody's picking it up on Hulu today, he did pick one of the ladies. They did get engaged. And not only that, they're following it up with a live two-hour wedding on ABC in January.
And it's not going to last. I'm sorry. I hate to be all doom and gloom, but do any of these? It was a great concept, and I agree with what you said. Mm-hmm. It just really showed that, you know, you're never too old to fall in love again. And but now, aren't there people from previous bachelors and bachelorettes who have gotten married on a big whirlwind television show, and then are they still together?
There are very few couples that are still together with
a
franchise. It is a much bigger miss than hit ratio. I don't know. Who could have predicted that going on television and dating people in a manufactured circumstance could not actually lead to love? I'm very surprised.
Well, I know a lot of people were really into this. I am sorry to admit I didn't watch a second of it. So you're ahead of me by just watching last night's episode.
It was, I will say, it was very charming. They're very nice. These two people, again, not going to spoil it for anybody, but seem to be very much in love. I will also say, from having only watched 2 hours of the show, I think he picked the wrong person.
Oh, but interesting.
That's okay. It's his life, and he's going to live it.
Yeah,
so there you go.
That's definitely it. Any plans for The Golden Bachelor 2? I'm sure, because they got ratings-wise.
We were so sure they were going to announce the Golden Bachelorette towards the end of the show.
Oh,
they didn't. They announced this Golden Wedding one-shot special instead. But this is a huge hit. And for a franchise that, not exactly flagging, it still does well, but it has not been as strong as it has been for the past couple of years. This was one of the biggest hits on television in a really long time, not just a Bachelor thing. It's only a matter of time before they announce it.
All right. Well, good luck to the happy golden couple. Alexander Zalbin is the managing editor over at Decider.com. I'm on Decider.com right now, Alex, and really everything is Golden Bachelor, Golden Bachelor, Golden Bachelor. Speaking of reality shows, there was a show called Squid Game that I loved, and then they turned it into an actual reality game show. What's going on with this? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes. So, as you mentioned, there was an enormously popular show called Squid Game that came out, I believe it was last year, if I'm remembering correctly, the time has compressed. But that was about a deadly game show where people were competing for millions of dollars. The last one surviving got it. It was very anti-consumer, anti-money, talking a lot about the disparity between the rich and the poor. So, of course, Netflix turned it into an actual game show where you can win $4.56 million. They've reproduced all of the challenges from the series. Obviously, just to clarify, nobody is dying.
Okay, good. Real
in Squid Game, the challenge. But they did have 456 players competing for this $4.56 million. They had things like a red light, green light challenge straight out of the show. They had people cross a glass bridge and fall through it safely, mind you. So at this point, there are 9 episodes that are up on Netflix. The finale, which is one episode, is going to pop up on Netflix next week on December 6th. And one of the big things about it is I have not watched it myself, but my writers, including Raven Bruner, who's been doing a great job covering it, have wrote about how it is very engrossing in the same way that Squid Game is grossing. Definitely 100% missing the point of the previous show.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the big issue behind it, is taking all the messages out, turning it into a fun reality show. But, you know, if you're looking for something to hate watch over the holidays, this might be the right show to do.
I'll check it out. And Squid Game was so unique because when it first came out, you didn't know what to expect. You know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I knew nothing about it when I started watching the original.
Yeah, I think you do need to watch Squid Game to kind of understand what's going on here and see what all the references are. I will say one of the most fascinating parts of the Squid Game, the challenge, though, is I don't spend a ton of time on TikTok, but if you go on TikTok, a lot of the challengers have been talking about their behind-the-scenes experiences filming the show. And there's been a lot of stuff that's come out about, like, Netflix made them stand around in the cold for 8 hours at various points. People almost got hypothermia, and they've been very open about it. So almost the whole world around how they actually made this thing is pretty wild if you want to delve into it.
Okay, I will check it out. Hate watch. I love that term. All right, so I saw some promos for this Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore movie, and it looks good. May December is the name of it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is actually up on Netflix today, and this is pretty much an early Oscar favorite right now. Like you said, it stars Natalie Portman as an actress who is studying a teacher who, shall we say, got together with her student back in the day, that's played by Julianne Moore, and they're making a movie about it, so she moves in with them to essentially intensely study them. But the real standout here, apparently, is Charles Melton, a Riverdale star, if you can believe it, who is getting early awards buzz for the Oscar for playing the kid who is now married to his teacher. So there's a lot of very complicated relationship stuff that's going on there, a lot of dicey stuff that's going on there, but according to our film reviewer, Adam Menta, who's seen it, the movie is incredible. Charles Melton in particular is incredible. He's already won multiple awards and is well on his way to nabbing the Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
I hadn't seen Natalie Portman in a while, and she looks a little older, but more beautiful. Mm-hmm. She has aged like a fine wine or whiskey, you might say, and same with Julianne Moore.
Yeah, 100%. It's a bunch of beautiful people doing some dicey stuff, so perfect movie.
All right, I'm going to hate watch that, too, because they're too beautiful. And the goofiest show, which I'll be honest with you, I watched the first couple episodes, and I was not impressed, and I stuck it out, and then I turned into such a fan, Only Murders in the Building. What's the news on that?
Yeah, if you miss the show, it stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez as three true crime fans who are investigating mysteries. It was on Hulu. The third season, I believe, just finished airing or streaming on Hulu. But good news, if you don't have Hulu, it's actually going to be airing on ABC starting on January 2nd. So you can check it out on Tuesday nights in two-hour blocks. And I love this. I think more streaming shows should be doing this. after their initial run go up on broadcast so more people can check them out. So again, it's going to be like a short event. It'll be over January 2nd, 9th, and 16th. But you can check out Only Murders. And like you said, it's a fun show. It takes a little time to get there, but when it's going, it's really going.
Yeah, I fell in love with it. It took me a little bit, though, I will say that. And I lied. I said we were going to talk about Christmas stuff, but we're not there yet, right? We got a few weeks.
Well, not according to the networks. I will say, if you are a Christmas fan, Hallmark, Lifetime, every single other channel, including Netflix, most of the streamers are rolling out all this stuff. So, yes, I don't think we're quite there yet, but the rest of the world does. So
yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alexander Zalbin. He is the managing editor over at Decider.com. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much, Wendy.